rather than out in front of them. Not this time. Mark tells us that Jesus was out in front. Only one man, a young soldier, marching into battle. If you want to know someone's heart, observe that person's final journey. The story of young Matthew Huffman came across my desk the week I was writing this chapter. He was the 6-year-old son of missionaries in Salvador, Brazil. One morning, he began to complain of fever. As his temperature went up, he began losing his eyesight. His mother and father put him in the car and raced him to the hospital. As they were driving, and he was lying on his mother's lap, he did something his parents will never forget. He extended his hand in the air. His mother took it, and he pulled it away. He extended it again. She again took it, and he again pulled it back and reached into the air. Confused, the mother asked her son, "What are you reaching for, Matthew?" "I'm reaching for Jesus' hand," he answered. And with those words, he closed his eyes and slid into a coma from which he would never awaken. He died 2 days later, a victim of bacterial meningitis. Of all the things he didn't learn in his short life, he'd learned the most important: who to reach for in the hour of death. You can tell a lot about a person by the way he dies. Consider the example of Jim Bonham. Of all the heroes of the Alamo, none is better known than James Bonham, the fiery young lawyer from South Carolina. He had been in Texas for only 3 months, but his yearning for freedom left him no choice but to march alongside these Texans in their battle for liberty. He volunteered for service at the Alamo, a small mission near the Guadalupe River. As the Mexican army filled the horizon and the tiny bastion poised for battle, Bonham broke through the enemy cordon and galloped eastward to Goliad for help. In his book, Texas, James Michener imagines what the soldiers' appeal must have been. Outside were 150 men. Santa Anna had nearly 2,000 already, with more on the way. "What we need is for every fighting man in Texas to rush to the Alamo, strengthen our perimeters, give us help, start to march now." No commitment was given. The only assurance Colonel Fannin gave Bonham was that he would think it over. The young Carolinian knew what that meant, and he masked his anger and spurred his horse on to Victoria. Michener imagines a conversation between Bonham and a young boy.
"Where are you going next?" the boy asked.